she's all tight from Tenderland. Hey. Jale namba kaba kuzo kumin pepko. Abo ba naba jive for my clean. And it's fine, it's still lame. Looks a fame, but you play pretty cane. Hey, is that a monkey manje? Kali piggy button. Ambo lala mamu funu java manju kama. Hey, khan 8,000 to me kwa fab. First one, first two, gimme get fun. Imagine this brand new get fun. Then got nezi funu some banan.
Thank you very much. If you caught this set, much appreciated. And if you miss any of the Tembo Sounds, the culture shows, go to my website, tembosounds.com. It's a plethora of shows, genres, GTO, good times only, yeah? I want to take a break and catch you on the next set. I've been your host, Dr. Kenya Oscar Ridoli, broadcasting to you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Shout out to all my listeners from Pittsburgh, listeners from Pennsylvania, listeners from the US, listeners from Europe, Southeast Asia, listeners from Africa. Africa, y'all. Let's keep jamming.
Vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Up above my head,
up above my head,
I hear music in the air,
I hear music.
Hey, kids. Hey, kids, guess what? We want to have a Viva La Mock radio program, do we not? It is Friday, May 6th. My name is The Mockster, and I want to have a program, too, but I've got to pull some more music. So here's what's going to happen for the next, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 minutes. Because this is live radio, I'm going back to a great album that I bought back in the 1980s. It was called Luxury Condos, coming to your neighborhood soon, put out by Coyote Records. And I'm going to play at least side one while I'm pulling some records for you. And then you'll hear my song, my theme song, and then you'll hear the Viva La Mock radio program actually kick off. But until then, the Weigels, Sleep With Angels, it's Viva La Mock. It's 88.3 FM, it's WRCT Pittsburgh.
temptation, but it gives you misery.
But you never thought it would be quite so wrong. us what happened. What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight. And you made us feel like fools to believe in what we saw. Like how you love religion and how you love your ma. And Dr. Nick, that evil prick, for all that Thorazine. And Colonel Parker kept his hand in making things look clean. Your acting out of public life was better than your films. Colonel Parker took your hand and he catered to your whims. You let him be your teddy bear and he made you Frankenstein. And then you died, you stupid ass, and left it all behind. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. But thanks to RCA, we still get pieces of the pie. You multiplied. It must have done your dad some good, 'cause he seemed to egg you on till you tantalized some glory, until all of you was gone. And adoration was a burden, and the public was a rage. You must have died one tortured soul for having so much faith. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live, and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight. But I'll still visit Graceland whenever I'm in town. And through the gate and up the walk, and lay my flowers down among the thousand million garlands that are laying on the ground. And wish that you could be here with us to see what we're going through when we read that Goldman book and we think we misread you. And then you died like Lenny Bruce after he'd given up his chase. I only wish you were around to see the look on all the faces when they say, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. Yeah, you are listening to a special weird edition because we haven't kicked it off yet. No. No. We're going to kick it off. Yeah, no, I walk away from the microphone. They're like, what goes on, dude? Yeah, we're gonna kick it off in like 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes after this next song. We'll officially kick it off. It's 9:27 on a Friday night on May 6th. Here in 83 FM WRCT. We'll be right back. You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. We're into a show called Viva La Mock. We did something special to kick off this Viva La Mock. I pulled out an album while I was pulling albums out called Luxury Condos Coming to Your Neighborhood. An anthology from a Coyote Records from the 1980s. So the songs you just heard, just so you know, Gut Bank Dreamland was that song that you just heard. Before that, Mr. Bonus, which was a Peter Hall's Apple with Elvis What Happened. The Tripes doing A Plan Revised. Yola Tango in there with Private Doberman. The Last Roundup featuring Pittsburgh's own Amy Rigby with Just a Little Is Enough. Scruffy the Cat, Big Fat Monkey's Hat, triggering the Thrill Kings with Devil's Train, Rage to Live with Enough is Never Enough, and the Weigels start off the entire set with Sleep with Angels. My name is Paul. I've told you that three times already, but it's Viva La Mock, and I'm still pulling records. I'll admit, I got here late. I got here late, then I lost my list of records to pull. And you combine those two things, and you're like, ah. Freeform it, Mockster. Freeform it. Freeform it.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savannah. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician, freeze quiet. I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power sodom used on lot. I am the pillar, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the sin, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey girl,
thanks a lot, you look so cool, but he's hot.
My name is Mark,
thanks a lot.
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 Hey kids,
oh.
It's time for Uncle Mackie's Cartoon Show.
Thank you.
Some brand new music from Elvis Costello and the Impostors. Farewell, okay. The brand new album's called The Boy Named If. And I say brand new. It's now like we're into the fifth month of it. So it's been out for a few months. But in my world, that's pretty new. Before the Elvis Costello, New York Dolls. New York Dolls with Pills. Foreshadowing the Mock, just to let you know. Also played some Cult in there with Rain, because you know what? It is raining. Here in Pittsburgh, it's raining. I actually use an umbrella, a parasol, if you will, a bumper chute. I used one of those coming into the station so that my delicate music that I was carrying with me did not get tarnished. Before the Cult, how about before the Cult, how about some Lou Reed? Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every Friday night here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock. So let's see. Oh, people call me the Mockster. That's it. I knew there was a connection somewhere between My Name is Mock and the name of this radio show. Yeah, we kicked it off a little late. We were here at 9, so the music you heard from 9 has been curated by me, but officially I kicked it off 15 minutes ago, and that's on me. In my social calendar. But don't forget that most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. You can't actually teach them to ride a bike in 2 minutes. Nope. Or dress themselves in 2 minutes. Nope. Or even give them good manners in 2 minutes. Nope. But there's one important bit of parenting that you can actually do in 2 minutes. You can spend 2 minutes twice a day making sure your kids brush their teeth, because this could help them save a lifetime of tooth pain and future cavities. Find out more at 2min2x.org. That is the number 2min, the number 2x.org. This message is a partnership from the Healthy Mouse America. Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, WRCT. I got a mock that's going to come up at midnight. I've got a music and radio calendar that we do at 11. Got music. I'm still digging around for the music, so I got music to find too. If you got a suggestion for a song, you can call me up at 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-9728. Email me, WRCTrequest@gmail.com.
White, translucent black capes back on the rack. Bela Lugosi's dead. The bats have left the bell tower. The victims have been bled. Red velvet lines, the black box. Bela Lugosi's dead. Undead, undead, undead. Undead, undead, undead. The virginal bride's file past his tomb, strewn with time's dead flowers, bereft in deathly gloom, alone in a darkened room. Bela Lugosi's dead. Bela Lugosi's dead. Bela Lugosi's dead. We'll be right back.
Bella, Bella's undead, Bella's undead. Oh, Bella, Bella's undead. Oh, Bella.
Person who knows everyone, a person who could help you. Where can they be found? Do they even exist around here anymore? Let's discuss.
There have been people throughout history who make introductions. You know the type. Their kind of efforts aren't always free. They'll want a favor someday for sure. But that kind of network has broken down in backwater places like this one right here. Music and art are dying and weak. No one supports you. They think you're a fool. 'Cause nowadays you'll find that there isn't a guy. You're on your own. So why would you even try? A herd of clueless hipsters. That's what you've got. The only ones who talk to you don't know squat. Oh.
Thank you.
side. Nowadays, you'll find that there isn't a guy. You're on your own, so why would you even try? A herd of clueless hipsters, that's what you've got. The only ones who talk to you don't know squat. There'd be a guy, someone with knowledge and connections. But no, there's nobody like that. There's never a guy.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Conclusion?
Yeah, you thought that'd be smooth when I did that, right? You're like, oh, yeah, this guy's got it in control. What I said was you are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Conclusion?
There is a certain social process which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting treason, rubbish, kook, communist, anarchist, capitalist, or whatever is the term of abuse valued in that society.
Infringer.
And they develop this idea, at first probably in secrecy or in semi-secrecy, and then more and more visibly, with more and more support, until, guess what?
What?
This seditious, impossible, wrong-headed idea becomes what is known as received opinion and is loved and valued by the majority.
Conclusion?
Look, people, you heard it on the radio.
I get one.
You seen it on a TV show.
Okay, you better listen to me good, because this is the ABCs of anarchism.
If ever the free institutions of America are destroyed, that event may be attributed to the unlimited authority of the majority and oblige them to have recourse to physical force. Anarchy will then be the result.
I
want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Guess what?
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
I
guess
think
what?
That it is well that you should know all
whatever
about
whatever people
it.
Want is true, even if it is.
It's your responsibility now to see that I get what I want.
Conclusion?
Guess what?
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Because everything that you have heard about it is wrong. All got it?
Guess what?
I say, how about a mega statement? It's true even if it is
wrong.
Because they would come back to you and say,
wrong.
Who can say it is wrong?